wanna be.
Every time they see me ballin', I'm a all darlin'. Pull up in exotic, I see a little bit of docking.
Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save, but tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save, but tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save, but tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her. Yeah. No, I won't save her. Dollars on the hill, no, he won't date her. About my paper, real big, big man, anything Taylor. Bands on like a skater. We need over here, man, everything catered. She know I'm a player. She go for them now, but I'll go for them later. She been looking for a baller. Somebody gotta keep her in designer, designer. She ain't thinking about love. Oh, she got a mind on my money. Can't get it down, think for to get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that name? Captain Save a Ho, man. He ain't me and I ain't him. He a bozo, I'm a real. She take after his nut. Got her mind on my money. Tattoo on her tummy. Every time I see her, she look nicer and nicer. Haters stole like a sun visor. I told her that I'm broke, though I'm having my bitch. I ain't rescue Ronnie, I ain't Captain Save a Ho. Make me rich. Follow my commands and I grant you a wish. I'm just a rough one in the gravel from the soil to my club. Some of my thugs ain't never been to a club. She wants me to love. She just wanna take a ride with the plug.
Cause she tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her.
Every time you see me ballin', I'm a all darlin'. Pull up in exotic. See a little bit jockey.
Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save, but tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save, but tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save, but tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save, but tryna get.
Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We're a little late because I was trying to get the station set up because it was totally messed up, but we got it fixed, 20 minutes late, but it's okay. Everything's good. And with me today, I have a new guest. Jasmine is back.
New guest. I'm a repeat guest.
Oh yeah, you're a repeat. You've been on.
What's up, y'all?
I'm still kind of like making sure that like all the equipment's going well, so my brain is kind of.
No, you literally did so well. You did so well. I would have never been together. Able to start this whole production like how you did. I was just watching you do it. You're like, is this what goes here?
I'm like, let's hope this is going here. And then this, I think you turn on like this.
All I did was charge the laptop.
Whew.
That's it.
You helped though, because you were able to get. I asked her to help me because I couldn't get the laptop charged because one, I couldn't find the flipping cord. And so then I had to go under the table and I was like, Jasmine, can you come get this?
I got you.
Crawling around the floor and doing all that. You know, fun stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I got it set up. I mean, 20 minutes late, but it's okay. We're back on. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay.
Yeah. Testing.
I can hear you.
If you can hear me, tweet me.
So yeah, Jazz, is anything new with you?
You know, not really. I've just been working, you know, classes are getting real tough. It's about that time of the year, you know, you have to start studying for finals and all that jazz, so
no pun intended. Jazz, lol, get it. No, yeah, totally. I want to say, what, there's 3 weeks left?
Oh my gosh, is there?
Yeah, like this weekend. God. It's gonna be 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
I'm so excited to have you back on the show. Literally, I've been so excited. No, I'm not kidding, guys. When I was talking to Jazz, I'm like, hey, what are you doing Friday? Want to come on my show? And she literally was like, oh my God, yes.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Now it's going to be back to us, like, you know, singing the work song. We're like, yep. Work, 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 work. So I'm currently trying to, you know, get everything set up and everything. So I'm texting my aunt to make sure she can hear us okay, because I know she's listening. So thanks for telling
shout
me
out
that
you to can, Auntie.
Shout out to Leslie.
Auntie, is that her name, Leslie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Les.
So, yeah, so she's texting me saying that she can hear everything.
Aww.
And she just texted me and she was like, Jasmine is so cute.
You're cute too, Les. Can't wait to hang out with you.
Can't wait. Okay, so now that we kind of have, I'm kind of getting settled. I was kind of all frazzled, as you could probably tell. But now that we're good and we're up and running, I'm going to start off with my first, what is it? Story
yeah.
of the evening.
Hot gossip, hot juicy gossip.
Hot juicy gossip. So this first article is titled, Khloe Kardashian plans to file for divorce from Lamar Odom again, quoting, she doesn't agree with his choices. And yeah, she doesn't agree with his choices. And I remember that when, you know, she announced to file for divorce, I was not surprised by it. He was kind of going downhill. And then the whole him overdosing in the brothel, she called off the divorce. She never finalized it. So technically they were still married, which I feel like she was kind of put in a sticky situation because she's over here. She does love him, she states, but she doesn't love him in the way
that she used to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was the only person Lamar's mother and father. Okay, so his mother has passed away. His father, I want to say, passed away also because he overdosed on drugs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Lamar also has, I want to say, 2 to 3 children who are between the ages of like 8 and 16. Yeah, from a previous marriage.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so I felt like Khloe was totally put in a sticky situation. And that whole time that she was like trying to divorce him but couldn't, and it was just confusing to me. So
it was confusing, but I feel like she was coming from a really good place, and I feel like had she gone through with the divorce while he was in the hospital, or, you know, going through all that stuff, it probably would have taken an even bigger toll on him and made him even more, you know, depressed. Or
yeah,
you know, it would have been a lot harder for him to recover. But having Khloe's support and all the Kardashians there and the Jenners, I think really did help him in the long run, because they were there to support him, you know, regardless of what they had been through. I think it was great.
I think it was too. She was one of the only people in charge of him because of his father passing his mother passing, passing away, and then his father just not really being in the picture. I need to do more research, because I'm almost positive he passed away from a drug overdose, but I'm unsure right now. But whatever it is, he is not in the picture. I know that for sure. He does not have any contact with his father. And so Khloe was, you know, his pretty much like his caregiver.
He does have a sister, right? Lamar, does he?
I want it.
I could have swore Khloe hung out with.
I feel like Lamar's so secretive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, no one really knows. Like, no one knew that he had children until it was announced on Kardashians that.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I feel like he's so secretive. And I feel like that's why, honestly, the marriage failed, because he was, you know, secretive with his affair that he was having and other things. So,
well, I think Khloe is on a great track. Yeah, she's getting the revenge bot and everything, but, you know, ultimately she's helping herself. And
I agree. You know. The article states that Khloe says she doesn't agree with some of Lamar's choices in the past few weeks. She plans on refiling for divorce soon. She and Lamar are just figuring out the finances first. Khloe was there for Lamar when he needed her, continues the source. She spent months making sure he got the best care and was able to recover. Lamar was her main focus, and it was draining for her. Lamar is ready to be on his own now. The source added that exes will always be friends, but Khloe is ready to move on. And for those of you who don't know, Lamar was recently caught in the bars the night before Easter, and then showed up to family Easter with the Kardashian and Jenner family in the same clothes from the night before. So that was not a smart move on his part.
Did Khloé had a prenup? Did she have a prenup?
I believe so. I know Kim and Kanye did.
They have a prenup? Well, yeah. With all that money.
I know, seriously.
All the assets that they have, I would hope so.
So, yes, he was caught at the bars until, I want to say, between 12 and 2 in the morning the night before Easter. And then, yeah, showed up to the Kardashian-Jenner Easter gathering in the same clothes from the night before. So that's horrible. No, that is so stupid. You're so dumb.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, that too.
This family is there for you regardless of what had happened.
And they were literally by your bedside as you were dying.
Yeah.
And this is how you repay them? You go out to the bars and put yourself, your life on the line again.
Oh, Lamar.
He needs help. Like, more than just what he had. Like, more than just what he's had. Like, it's so sad, but I don't know how else to say it. Like, Lamar, you need help. So it just, the article goes on to say that months after he was hospitalized, he was found again, you know, in a bar. And he...
Wouldn't you think he would have learned from the first time?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, come on, man.
Like, that's why I almost laugh about it, because I'm like, you're literally so dumb. You are so dumb. I'm sorry.
You are so dumb.
You are so dumb. You are
really dumb. For real.
For real. But yeah, so I don't know. It goes on to say, you know, letting go doesn't mean that you don't care about someone anymore. It's just realizing that the only person you really have control over is yourself. We have to learn to stop taking on people's problems as if they are our own. Loving people does not mean we have to carry their burdens and confusions on our back. And I don't think she could have said it any better.
Preach.
That, yeah. Preach. Preach it, Khloé.
Preach with those peaches, girl.
I was trying to think of like a cool comeback and I failed. No. I was like, but yeah, no.
It's okay. I got you.
There was another article that kind of tied in with that, and it says exclusive Lamar Odom opens up about Khloé Kardashian divorce, quoting that we've been through a lot. Yeah, you have. And honestly, you've caused all the problems. Not to throw shade, but it says that Lamar Odom has finally addressed the rumors that he has started partying again and that his marriage to Khloé Kardashian is officially over. He was caught at the Laker game on Wednesday night when Kobe Bryant, it was his last final game. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't. I'm not a big basketball fan. Me at either. Least not Lakers. I don't know. I just didn't really care about the whole Kobe thing.
Me either.
I don't know.
But I'm trying to marry one of them, so that's why I was like kind of interested.
Oh, well, you should probably start watching the games then.
Yeah, I have no clue what goes on that, like in the game. I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, touchdown. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, basket. Guys, I was kidding. It's not a touchdown. It's a basket.
Come on, hump.
Come on. Ah, strike three.
Strike three.
He was quoted saying, I've never been better, especially after tonight. He had 60 points, he being Kobe Bryant. He is the world, learned so much from him off the court, on the court, everything kind of translates and life is beautiful. The former NBA star, who is 36, lent his support to his older brother, Bryant, in a recorded video message earlier in the evening. Speaking with ET, he also addressed the rumors that he had started partying again after his hospitalization and rehabilitation following an incident last fall where he was found unconscious in a Nevada brothel, which we obviously just discussed.
Yep.
I mean, to me, it's like, I feel like the marriage has been done. I just feel like Khloé called it off for the right reasons because she, you know, her heart.
How long has this divorce been in process?
I want to say since...
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Was it like 2014?
That's what I want to say. Was like it? 2013, 2014.
I feel like
And then it she was, paused it.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's been a while.
Yeah. And then I heard things on like, I saw things on magazines saying, you know, that Khloé was going to get remarried to him. Obviously, those are untrue because this is, I mean, these two articles are stating otherwise, and I blame them because they're from Yahoo, and Yahoo's usually a pretty good reliable source for things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, not I don't really trust, like, I trust People magazine, I trust Yahoo Celebrity.
Really? You trust People?
Yeah, they're one of the most reliable sources out there. Have you read that?
What?
Yeah, People magazine.
I see their magazines in like the stores, and all of their like captions on the pictures seem like such BS.
It's like OK That's magazine so... that you shouldn't trust, like OK Life, those what ones you heck? Don't trust because they're not the most reliable sources.
That's crazy. I didn't know People magazine was...
At least for celebrity gossip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People is one of the most reliable.
Oh, wow. They're usually pretty true.
OK, that too. E-news. That's a big one.
Yeah. They never lie.
Never.
Never, ever.
A source you should not trust is TMZ.
Oh, no.
The show is funny, though.
It is. But it's unreliable.
Yeah. Don't trust them. But yeah, so I did see on the magazine that she was like apparently supposed to be remarried to him, and I was like,
No. I really liked her and French together.
Me too.
I don't know. There was something cute about them. Little trap couple.
No, totally. I think that's what it was.
And then wasn't she dating what's his name? He's a basketball player too.
James Harden?
Yep.
No, who was it? Someone? It was oh my James gosh. Harden, right? Okay, yeah, no, it was James Harden, but it was so funny because I was watching Cocktails with Chloe the other day. And have you heard of Pauly Shore? I was talking about Pauly Shore with Emma on Wednesday Pauly night.
Pauly Shore, that sounds really familiar.
It's a comedian. It's not Jersey Shore related.
No, I don't. Okay, maybe I don't then.
Well, he was really rude. I don't like him. But he was like, "Aren't you dating Tim Harden?" And she's like, you mean Jane? Like, I was dating James Harden. I have no clue who Tim is. He was so annoying.
He was on Cocktails with Chloe.
Yeah. And she literally thanked him at the end for being her co-host because he took over the entire show, like always interrupted her, wouldn't let her speak. And I'm sitting there, like, could you shut up? He was so annoying.
I haven't seen an episode of Cocktails with Chloe yet.
Well, now it's canceled. So
what?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No. Why?
No one knows. Like, Chloe didn't really state a reason why she canceled it. Yeah, they just said, you know, thank you to all our FYI workers who have made this show, you know, so successful. I couldn't have done it without you. And then she just, that's all she tweeted. That's all FYI stated, too.
Maybe it was just, like, the first season?
It had just been renewed for, like, 15 additional episodes, too. And they canceled it. It was so weird. I, like, want to know why. And there's, like, really no reason.
Yeah, I want to know, too.
But, interesting. Yeah, so... I don't know.
How did we get on this topic?
Chloe. I feel like Kardashians just kind of leads to like other.
Yeah, we just fall down this deep, dark hole of Kardashian madness.
True. It's like the little hole from Alice in Wonderland.
Except worse.
Literally. Like, it's just black. It's not even checkered or striped or anything.
It's like a gold hole. It's like a luxurious hole.
And you just fall. Sad. But yeah, so this article has a really cute picture though of, you know, Chloe and Lamar, and it's
Chloe's the cute part of it though.
That is very true. I should say it's a very cute picture of Chloe herself who's with Lamar. It's Chloe and Lamar at the Yeezy season. I want to say it was season three fashion showing that debuted in Madison Square Garden. I want to say a month ago.
I have no idea.
Did you see the pictures, though, from it? I swear I tagged you in it. And
I did.
This is what happens with Jasmine and I, okay? I go onto Instagram. I see all these pictures of Chloe. You know, she's blonde now. I want to be her. And I just tag Jasmine in the Instagram photos. And I'm like, me. And Jasmine has finally learned just not to reply because it's ridiculous. Because it's literally all these just, it's like Kardashian clips of Chloe. And I'm like, me.
And then she'll be like, I'll see her later. She'll be like, yo, did you see that picture that I tagged you in of Chloe? I'm like, yes.
You're like, yes.
I just don't reply anymore.
You're like, I don't care. But yeah, there's this cute pic and it's of her and Lamar at the Yeezy fashion show. And no, Jasmine just stroked the computer. I swear she's fangirling. And it's a picture of Chloe and she has like this kind of pink. Okay, Jasmine, you describe the makeup because you love makeup and you're good at it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so she's wearing this like mauve-y gray pink lippy. That sounds really, really odd, but no, just imagine like a grayish pink.
Yes.
Lippy.
Perfect. Okay.
Her eyes are nice and like a natural smoky. You know, the bottom lash line is nicely smoked out. Her brows look great as usual. Her hair is just straight. It's parted down the middle, straight, going past the boobs, you know. Yeah, highlight on fleek. What can I say?
That's so true. She put in her extensions. Yeah. Because this was after she cut her.
To cut my hair, yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah, that's why I cut my hair.
No, yeah, Jasmine, for all of those of you who don't know, she cut her hair and it looks so flipping cute. Oh,
thanks. I mean, it's love up right it. Now, but...
But yeah, Chloe has her little blonde, like, fleeky little extensions in, and they're, like, pin straight. It's, like, a perfect... Like, the way she parts it down the middle, and it's so straight, it looks, like...
So good.
It's... It looks great.
The extensions blend really well with her natural hair.
No, I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Except there is one picture that... Jazz is, like, making weird faces and is making me crack up. There is one picture, though, of her that I've, like, shared on Facebook and, you know, retweeted on Twitter.
Wait, which one? Because that's, like, 100 times a day.
Okay. So, way to throw me under the bus. It's of her, and she's wearing, like, the sequined skirt, and her hair is in a pony, but you can see where her extensions
are. The black one.
Yes. But you can see where her extensions are, like, not blended with her real hair. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I'm like, this looks bad. But, yeah, and then she's wearing a nude dress. No, jumpsuit. That's what I was going to say. I think it's, like, a jumpsuit bodysuit type yeah. thing. And then she's wearing this, like, floor-length pink faux fur coat.
Or is it real fur?
I think it's faux fur just because... For Chloe, she signed that PETA contract saying she would never wear fur. And then do you remember she stepped out in public with a faux fur coat that, and on the back it said F faux or F, I think it was like F fur or F real fur.
Oh.
But it literally said F like asterisk real fur.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
She's super against.
Oh, that's cool.
Animal. Yeah, I like it. You go, Chloe. Chloe always setting
trends.
Jasmine, I like cannot like keep a serious face over here. Jasmine is being so funny. If you guys could see this, it you guys would crack up.
I wish this was like a TV stream. You know, you could just
that's
see
my
us.
Next job. I'm gonna be famous.
Can I like co-host on that?
Yeah,
too?
No, totally. I told Emma that since Emma, who's been on, I want to say literally 3 or 4 times. Like I swear to God, it's like the Alyssa and Emma show now. Aww. I'm like Emma. When I get my own TV show, since you're so good at film, please be be the head of my production crew. Oh, sorry, I just like. Burped right there.
Burped while talking.
I know, because I ate a muffin. Dude, I literally ran out of the cafeteria, like, eating, stuffing this muffin in my
She's
face.
She's like, Jazz, where are you?
I know, I was like, wait, because you left.
I went to Jessie's car because she was going to give us a ride. And then Alyssa's all the way, like, you know, still by the cafeteria. And I'm already in the parking lot by Jessie's car. And she's like, Jazz, where are you? And I'm like, I'm over here. And she's like, I can't run with the muffin. Or what were you said something?
Yeah, I can't run with the muffin. And you're like, why are you holding a muffin? I'm like, well, I'm eating it.
Yeah, and then I said something about, like, even more incentive for you to run because you were eating the muffin.
I know, that's so true. So true.
It's fine. I had a donut this morning.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Like,
I'm
the big
so
one,
jealous.
Like, the spiral one with the cinnamon.
Oh, my God.
It was glazed with cinnamon. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to turn into, like, the Food Network
radio show. Oh, my gosh. Why didn't we just have, like,
a
food?
Like, so, what'd you have for breakfast? You're like, I had.
And what did I? Ooh, I had a chorizo chicken flatbread from Pete's.
I had oatmeal and pineapple.
Wow, sounds delicious.
Nice sarcasm. Okay, guys, we're gonna head to our first break. You're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to my show Hollywood Glitz here with DJ Diamond, who is myself and my that was like the weirdest way to say it. And Jasmine, who is my co-host for tonight.
You guys can call me DJ Fleek.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. I love that DJ name for you.
Yep,
for
DJ
sure.
Fleek.
DJ Fleek, man. And we will be right back.
You gon' have to do more than just say. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just say. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just say. Do you know? Let it go. Do you know? got though. Ever since you hopped in, sat my phone, slammed my door. You know I know that you been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. So let the young get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though you want you, shawty, I promise the truth. And when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, come around, spend time on it. Yeah, so I came back time though. You gon' have to do more than just sing. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So mama, you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just sing. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So mama, you know I so you gon' need to do more than just do it. Let it young get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though you want you, shawty, I promise the truth. And when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah, so I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just sing. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So mama, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just sing. You gon' have to do less when you do it. So mama, you know I so you gon' need to do more than just do it. Oh,
hey guys, you're back, or I'm back, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and I'm here with my trusty co-host, DJ Fleek.
That's right.
A.K.A. You say it.
Do I say my name?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was what you were asking.
That epically failed. You know what? DJ Fleek, A.K.A. Jasmine. One of my BFFs.
A.K.A. Oh, I was going to say something else, but I can't say it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Keep it PG.
PG-13. All right.
No, I was just talking with Jasmine during the break, and my last show is next week. Like, my last show. Show 8. Because that is the amount that we have to do for the semester in radio. It's next week. That's I have done crazy. Every show. I only had to make up one, which was obviously on Wednesday because someone was in my time slot, but it's okay, we got it done. So yeah, my next show,
I mean, it's
it
true.
Is my next show,
yeah,
but my next and last and final show is next week.
It's
on
crazy
Friday.
How time flies.
Yeah, I wanna oh my gosh. I wanna have like everyone in here, like everyone.
How many people can you have on the radio show?
We like look across the room. There's only like, it's my mic, your mic, and then one other. There's three mics in here. But I've had you, Emma, and Katie on.
Okay.
Katie, for all of those who don't know, is a nursing major. She's fallen off the face of the earth because she's like deep in tests. And I like, literally, I'm not even kidding. She hasn't been on because I swear I've never
She's like literally sleeping in like a pile of paperwork.
Yeah, we're just all so busy.
Yeah.
It's that time of the semester.
Because you and I were talking about it before we even came into the studio. We were just like, yeah, everyone's like kind of doing their own thing because they're so swamped.
I see you like once a week now.
If I I'm know. Lucky. Oh yeah. My gosh. That, and it literally, okay, I have separation anxiety from like any of my friends. So when I don't see them for like more, if I like don't see them for 2 hours, I will text them and like be like, oh my god, like panicking, like where are you, oh my god, literally like freaking out. And everyone's this like
true.
I know, everyone's like, dude, chill. They're like, I'm in class.
Oh yeah, wait, didn't you text me one time and you're like, hurry up, reply, and I'm like, I'm taking a quiz.
No, yeah. So one night I got back to my room and Jasmine has, you have a 6 to 8:40
class.
Yeah. And yeah. So I'm texting you and I sent her a screenshot of something and I really wanted her to reply to it. And so I send it to her, and Jasmine, you're really good at texting back pretty mm-hmm. quick. And like, just like me, I text
you
back.
You literally like sent it like a minute after or a minute before you said, can you reply?
Yeah. So I text her this screenshot. And I'm like, oh my God, look at this. I'm waiting. I literally wait 30 seconds. I'm like, okay, why is she not replying? Send her a text saying, where are you? Doesn't reply. Why aren't you responding to me? And she texts back. She goes, I'm taking a quiz. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, BRB. I'm like, yeah, hurry up. Like, it was so funny. I was like, was could so you, funny. I'm like, your quiz is getting in the way of my communication.
Yeah.
With you. Like, could the quiz like get out?
That quiz sucked.
Yeah. How did it go?
Horrible. It was like a 2 hour long quiz.
Ew. Okay. That's not a quiz.
That's a quiz in my class.
Oh my God. That's yeah. So scary.
Don't ever take taxation, kids. Ever.
Life advice from DJ Flake.
Worst class ever.
But yeah, so we were just talking. We were kind of just chatting about, you know, everyone who's been on my little radio show.
Yeah.
And kind of just about like where everyone's been, honestly, because I swear I like text everyone. I'm like, where are you? And they're like, they either don't respond, you know, like Jasmine, fast enough for me, or they've literally fallen off the face of the earth and I don't see them. Yeah. And it's just kind of like, it's just getting to that point in the semester where we're all kind of swamped.
Yeah.
You know, I'm over
like
here.
Like Shrek. Just yeah. Swamped.
All right. Oh my gosh.
I'm done
all
with
right.
myself at this point.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry to anyone who heard that.
No, that was funny. That was a good one. For this next article that we have up. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I chose to do this one right now because Jasmine and I, DJ Fleek, we were cracking up. So any of you who watched Disney Channel, okay, I was a huge Disney Channel fan, you know, before flipping. I was a Disney Channel fan when it was like Lizzie McGuire, mm-hmm. That's So Raven.
Sweet Life. What else? Phil yeah. of the Future.
Yeah.
All that
Even
stuff.
Even Stevens.
Yeah.
That was when I was a big Disney fan.
Yeah.
Even like a little bit into the Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah.
I was huge on Hannah Montana. Of Disney. And then, you know, it just got super sucky. And it was like the Sweet Life on deck, like sequels of everything. Yeah. And then it's like, what were some stupid shows that happened after that?
There's Shake It Up.
Yeah.
But no. I do like Zendaya, though.
Okay,
because I know
too.
Zendaya's in that show, but that show was just not Disney standards, you know?
No, because Disney's so good with their shows.
Yeah, and then there's that dog with the blog. Like, what is that?
What?
It's like a talking dog, but it's like real life.
Is it animated?
No, it's like real life. I don't know, it's really odd. And then we have shows like Hey Jessie. Like, Hey Jessie, starring
Hey Jessie?
Debbie Ryan. She's the star
Ew.
Of Hey Jessie.
Ew, no.
Yeah.
And
it's funny because this whole segment is based around Debbie Ryan, who plays Jessie.
Yeah. And Debbie Ryan, aka Jessie, got a DUI this last week.
I really think she's gonna get let go of her Disney contract.
Well, I mean, after that, I would totally let her go.
Yeah.
She's 22. I feel like that, you know, is around, that's a little bit older, I feel like, than, you know, other girls stayed. Like Miley Cyrus was kind of out earlier.
Yeah.
So was, I felt like, Hilary Duff and Selena Gomez. They all kind of got out of their contracts at a younger age than Debbie Ryan. And mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, Debbie, but I think you're going to be out of your contract soon because you just got arrested for a DUI.
Honestly, she sucks at acting anyway.
She does.
I don't know how her like big star roles are going to. I don't know. I just don't think she's going to be on like the Oscar level.
I agree. She's not great, but she's not bad, but she's getting bad. Like, she's getting there.
Yeah, I have never been a fan of Debbie Ryan.
Me either. She's kind of annoyed me, rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Same. But this article goes on to say the not so sweet life. Oh my gosh, you guys, there's like a fly right here. Ew, get it away.
It's like attacking you.
Ew, yeah, all these no, today during softball there was a flipping furry. Oh, pfft.
There it is. About to fly into your mouth. I know, like, blended in with the microphone.
Ew. Okay, I'm gonna like cover the mic. I hope you guys can hear me.
I'm gonna like beatbox when I do this.
No, you guys, there's this giant fly that keeps going near me. Oh my gosh. It's okay,
I got it. Just keep talking.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to kill it.
Ooh, okay. You're gonna hear like a clap and I'm gonna be like, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not here anymore, but.
But okay, so Debbie Ryan obviously played on Sweet Life, right?
Yeah, I think she was on Sweet Life.
Or Sweet Life on Deck.
She was on Sweet Life on Deck.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so the article starts off, the not-so-sweet life. It says Debbie Ryan was arrested for a DUI on Tuesday, April 5th. The Los Angeles Police Department confirms to Us Weekly. The Sweet Life on Deck and Jesse Star, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Who is 22, was charged with a felony DUI after being pulled over in Los Angeles on First Street and LA Brea Ave.
I think it's La Brea.
Is
I could see how you thought it was LA Brea.
I mean, it's two words.
La Brea.
You know what?
La Brea.
Tomato, tomato, whatever helps you go to sleep at night.
You know what? You're right. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. It says, according to TMZ, which obviously, as we talked about before, isn't really a reliable source, so I'm a little confused why they put this in. Ryan allegedly crashed into another vehicle while trying to make a left turn. She reportedly had a blood alcohol level of 0.1, which is just slightly over the legal limit of 0.08. The Disney star, who posted $100,000 bail, apologized for her actions on Twitter on Wednesday, April 13th, which was, the day that I made up my one show.
Oh, wow.
She was quoted saying, over the last few days, I've had the chance to think about my actions, and I wish I had used better judgment, Ryan wrote. I recognize that I am a role model and have always worked hard to set a good example for my millions of fans. I am so sorry to whoa.
Ew.
Ew. Did you get it?
I killed it. Ew. It was on my finger. I'm sorry,
oh my
everyone.
God, I just gonna be the most lively finger. I'm not kidding. I feel like this is gonna be the funniest radio. This is so
thank
funny.
God, I carry hand sanitizer on my keys.
Ew. Ew, that was good though. You flipping got that.
I just didn't
you
want
like
to attack you, you know?
It no, was yeah, she so close to your came mouth. Really close to me, but it's okay. I would let that because that thing was so annoying.
Now it's on my pants.
No, I totally saw the guts on it. There was like guts on your
why
pants.
Would you tell me that?
Sorry. Ooh, it smells like vanilla.
Anyway.
Okay, so.
Stupid fly.
Basically, she ended. I'm like cracking up right now. Like, that was so funny. Are you just there?
There's like fly guts all over my pants.
Ew. So she finished the tweet by saying, I'm so sorry to disappoint everyone. Ryan's rep could not be reached for comment. And FYI, my aunt texted me and she said, Jazz is correct. So
it is La Brea.
La Brea. You know what? Screw all y'all.
It's a pretty
but like you could I can't you know La Brea La Br- you know yeah
you know tomato tomato like you
yeah
said.
You know what, it's okay,
whatever you're comfortable with.
So she then said, oh no, that's what she said, it was a pretty short article. So oh, she said, okay, my aunt just said what. What'd she say?
She said it's like the brand company in Disneyland. What'd she say?
La Brea, like the bread company in Disneyland. Lot of Disney connections here. Oh.
Auntie knows what's up.
Oh, yeah. No, we're like, so as I read my articles, it's on my laptop, so my text messages will come up. And so, but then they flash, so I'm like, that's why sometimes you guys will hear me pause. And I'm like, huh? But it was a pretty short article. And I mean, I feel like there's not really much to be said. I mean, if her rep can't be reached...
I just think that's so funny that she got a DUI.
Funny.
How do all these celebrities get caught with, like, do the paps hit up LAPD and are like, hey, so-and-so is spotted leaving this club. They're headed this way. They looked intoxicated.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, maybe even, like, called in on them.
Yeah.
Like, themselves.
Like, what if?
I don't know. I mean, it said though that she crashed, so I mean, I think someone's gonna eventually have to call in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're probably missing their front fender.
See, we don't know a lot of details here. Was there someone in the car? Was there someone not in the car? Was it a parked car? Who
was there a boy?
Was there a boy?
Was there a girl?
Oh.
Oh.
Plot twist.
But yeah, so my aunt just texted me. She's like, you guys are killing me. I'm so glad I'm hilarious because... imagine if I had to do this show. Okay, I did do one. My very first show, I did it by myself. And honestly, the humor was so dry because I'm sitting here. I'm like, you know, I think I'm funny, but like no one's here to like laugh at my joke. So yeah. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, you know, like the little drum set. I'm doing it by myself. Like, yeah, this is funny. Like, yeah.
Thank goodness for me, right?
True.
Whack.
Why do we do this? I don't even know. So yeah, it was a short article, but no, I agree with you. I think it is so funny. And for some reason, the sentence that said, hold on, let me find it again.
La Brea.
You know what? You know what? Okay, no, the sentence that said Ryan allegedly crashed into another vehicle while trying to make a left turn. I have no clue why. I have this like that just makes me crack up because I have this like picture of like her. Okay, you know how Disney shows, they'll like overreact to everything. So you know, do you remember London Tipton from Suite Life?
Yes.
And how like everything was so dramatic. I remember like I think of that sentence like as like London Tipton being like, oh, and like crashing into the car and being like, oops, like totally like, it's okay.
Yeah.
She's like intoxicated.
I have no idea, but I just hey, at least it was Debbie Ryan and not someone else with a better rep.
True. Like, she hasn't really... I haven't heard a lot about her.
Much.
No.
Eh, don't really care about her.
It's okay. You weren't really... It's like, you weren't really important anyways. Never mind.
Yeah, no. Her makeup's nice there.
I know. She dyed her hair.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I don't know. It's a picture of her, and she's wearing, like, this black dress, and it's kind of, like, cut out on near the sleeves with, like, lace. And she has... Okay, no. Here. Jazz, you do the makeup and the hair.
You know, the makeup, I think there's a little bit too much blush. The lippy is a bit odd. It's like a shiny pinkish mauve. The eyes look pretty good, but you know, her hair looks like, you know, when you try to go blonde, but you haven't put the right toner in it yet.
Yeah.
You're like in the process of going blonde, but it's not quite there yet.
It's almost like orange.
It's like brassy, not like a dull brass.
Yes.
Dull.
To me, like when I see it, it kind of looks... orangey.
Yeah.
Like not even brown, just kind of orange.
It looks unfinished.
Yeah, like almost as if she changed the because I did it once and it turned out very badly. I changed the base color of my hair, so then when I changed the base and I went blonder, I went into the sunlight and I literally saw a strawberry blonde, and I'm not kidding, I had the biggest panic attack and I was like, oh my god, I look like flipping like Carrot Top, like the comedian Carrot Top. I am orange. This is not okay. Like, this is not my color. So I feel like almost as if she changed the base color of her hair and it just went all bad.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling it. Sorry, Debbie.
Me either. Her makeup's cute though. Like, she looks very naturally pretty.
Yeah, it looks good. She has RBF though.
RBF?
RBF. You know,
oh,
I mean, I can't really say it on
resting
live air.
Bee face.
Yep.
Where you just constantly look like a bee.
Yep.
Like, you're better than everyone else in a sense. Resting bee face. LOL. Yep. No pun. Okay, so the next. Honestly, what is going on with us?
Oh, yes. Are we talking about Liam and Miley?
Yes. I know. Okay, so on Wednesday, I discussed with Emma Liam and Miley. Or actually, no, just Miley, because Miley was caught.
Miley looks so good there.
No, she looks so good. She looks really good now.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
No, because I like when you get excited, because then like I get excited. I'm like, yeah. So obviously on Wednesday, I talked about that Miley. Miley was caught at a Lakers game with her engagement ring on.
What?
And her engagement ring has been caught on her several times. But this article states that Liam was quoted saying, I am not engaged to Miley Cyrus. Because those who don't know, Miley and Liam were engaged at one point. I want to say back in, what, 2009? 2010?
I think
maybe even later?
I think it was a little later. Like
2012? Okay.
Before she hit the fan.
True. It was because the reason she... he broke it off was because his what his rep was quoted saying for him was that it was going to ruin his reputation dating someone so wild.
Yeah, I think he just couldn't handle her figuring out who she was because she was really young when they were engaged, and I feel like her growing up in the Disney spotlight didn't really allow her to find who she was and, you know, experiment with different, I don't know, fashion, because she was just stuck in this mold, this Disney mold, and she couldn't really express herself. So I guess by her discovering who she was, it intimidated Liam. And
I mean, I can totally see why he wouldn't want to be engaged to someone like, because if you think about I mean, she did kind of go a little crazy. Like, she went a little psycho.
Yeah.
Like, she was doing crazy things on stage, wearing, I don't even want to say outfits, she was basically wearing nothing. And so I could totally feel for Liam and why he, you know, he fell in love with one thing and then got something else pretty much.
Yeah.
And so I can totally understand him on that point. But I feel like she's kind of, she's gotten a lot better. Like, she's more tame. She's, I feel like she kind of went through her crazy party girl stage in a fact, like, in a sense. And now she's kind of coming back down to earth. And she looks really good. This picture that's on the article is of her and Liam.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah. And he is all suited up in, like, this all black suit. No, you know, black tie, black shirt, black suit over it. He's kind of scruffy, but I kind of like him scruffy. And then it's Miley in this, I want to say, kind of like cutout dress, like cutout printed dress.
It's an interesting dress. It's kind of hard to explain, but
yeah, it's like some leather in there, some red, some netting almost in a sense.
Yeah, it looks really good though.
And she has her little pixie blonde cut. And she has some dark eye. Like, it's not smoky eye, but it's heavy just lined. Like,
yeah.
So, but she looks really good. Like, she doesn't look crazy at all. There's nothing crazy going on, like, with her outfit. You know, like, what some, you know, she usually would wear.
Yeah.
But it says that despite various reports, Liam Hemsworth says he and Miley Cyrus are not engaged again, and is quoted saying, "I'm not engaged, no." Hemsworth, 26, told Australia's TV Week in an interview that was conducted on March 31st. Hold on, I have to cough. Sorry, guys. I'm, like, going through allergy season, and, like, it's going down my... Honestly, I shouldn't even describe it, but... rumors that the stars were re-engaged started early this year after sources confirmed to People that the couple was indeed an item again, and Cyrus, 23, was spotted wearing the 3.5 carat engagement ring, wow, she had previously accepted before their split in 2013. Okay, so you were right. They were engaged, I want to say, probably 11, 12-ish.
Yeah.
And then called it off, or he did.
Yeah.
Because
09 was still, like, Hannah Montana days.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
That was back when I was watching it. Oh, my gosh. I was so young. Wow. I didn't even watch the final episode of Hannah Montana. I still haven't seen it.
I don't think I have either.
Like, I never really knew when it aired, so I never watched it. And then it just, like, disappeared off TV, so I never saw it.
I just, you know, Hannah Montana went into my high school years. So, me, like, too. I stopped watching it.
Yeah, that's
like, my
true.
Freshman year of high school.
Yeah. Miley is where she has wanted to be for the past 2 years. Oh, there is a grammar error in here. It says the past 2 year. You know what? Stupid Yahoo. Back with Liam and very happy, a source close to the Wrecking Ball singer told People in January. Miley never wanted to split. Things just got so bad that they really needed the break. While the two are not headed down the aisle anytime soon, the source also confirmed that the two are back together and very happy. So it is confirmed that they're together, and I kind of knew it. I mean, they've been hanging out, but
laughing? I'm just smiling. I love them together.
She's like giggling over here. They are really cute.
I love them.
I like them. You know, I feel like she just kind of needed that crazy, because she never, I mean, when you're a Disney star, you never really get the whole going, you know, like high school, you go out and you kind of experience your first party with, you know, alcohol and stuff like that. And I feel like Disney stars and those who star in, you know, the Hollywood industry at so, you know, so young, they don't have that chance to do that. So they kind of go crazy.
Well, you know, they did. Miley and Demi Lovato, I think, like, Nick and Joe, or Joe Jonas. Who else? The guy who was on Victorious, Beck.
Beck, I don't know
from
him.
Victorious, no. Beck? Well, they all, like, got together. I think Miley was, like, 18. And they, like, all smoked together for the first time or something like that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I vaguely remember this. And there was, like, pictures that surfaced.
Yeah, something like that. And then, yeah. So apparently they all, like, smoked together when they were 18. Or around the same age. So,
okay, now do you feel like they actually got the full, you know, effect though of being able to experience kind of what many experience in high school though?
Well, definitely not, because
I feel like
they're monitored under everything, you know. They can't go to like a casual house party and be like, hey, like, turn hang up. Out with friends, you know.
Yeah,
unless they do it with other teen celebrities. But
I agree,
like, what's the fun in that?
No, I yeah,
I don't.
So I mean, I feel like everyone kind of, I don't know, you just hear like constant stories about like all these Disney and Hollywood stars kind of, you know. Justin Bieber had it. He kind of went through his little douchey phase.
I still loved him through that douchey phase.
I know you did. Jazz, DJ Fleek is literally a huge JB fan.
I'm a believer.
Like, don't you have his perfume?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, guys, like, she is above and beyond.
No, you know that little emoji, that little crown emoji that he used to put on all of his Instagram pictures a little while ago?
Yeah,
that's what inspired my little crown tattoo.
Wait, that all of a sudden just clicked as you were saying that. I'm like, wait, you have a crown tattoo on your ankle?
Yeah, it's because of Justin.
Oh guys, we're logging off.
What? Please don't defriend me.
Oh
my,
no, that literally, please. No, this is, I'm not kidding, I'm like internally crying. I literally, as soon as you were saying that, I'm like, oh my God, she has the crown. And all of a sudden it clicked in my head that that's what, oh my God. Oh my, I can't believe.
Yep. I have a baby JB's crown tattoo, everyone.
Dude, I'm not kidding. I did not know that until you literally just said it. And as soon as you started to say it, I'm like, there's a crown on her ankle and it's oh my God, I'm like shocked. Yep. Oh my, that, it's so cute though. I mean, I love just, baby things.
Me like, too. I love baby tattoos. That's like my thing. You know, I have the little heart on the inside too.
Jazz, what kind of tattoos you got? Tell my listeners.
Well, on my right ankle, on like the outside right ankle, I have my last name tattooed. With
it's
like,
baby.
No, it's big.
Well, I mean, it's still, it's like, I mean, it's not like across her back.
No, yeah. It's like, cute. You know, it's across cute my size. Ankle. Yeah, and there's like an infinity sign like weaved within it because, you know, I'm forever a Picasso. Oh, wow. I just put my last name out there. Well, whatever. Find me on Facebook, Jasmine Picasso.
Friend request.
Not like the painter, though. Mine's with a Z, not two S's.
Get it right.
Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. Okay. And then, yeah, I have my little baby tattoos, a heart and a crown.
Wait, where's the heart again? I actually
on the inside.
On the inside?
Of my ankle. And then the crown is on the outside of the ankle.
I like the crown and the heart.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to.
They were impulse too.
They were?
Yeah. I got them like spontaneously with my best friend. We were chilling at her house in Fremont. And we were like, man, I want to get tatted.
I want to get yatted.
Yeah. We wanted to get yatted. So we just walked into this place in Fremont. And we were like, do you have time for a tattoo? And they're like, yeah.
I like the heart because it's so funny. Everyone, okay, so all my family members who are listening, they're going to freak out. I had a hairstylist, and I don't go to her anymore, but she had a little heart tattoo on, I want to say it was her flip-off finger. And it was like yours. It was an outline of a heart, and it was on the top of her flip-off, of her middle finger, and I thought it was the cutest thing ever. And she had told me, you know, I really regret getting it. I just don't feel the need to, you know, have it anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't like it that much. But I sat there and I was like, I think it's cute. And I was always like, no, like, get a tattoo that has meaning. And to me, like, the tattoo that has meaning to me would be like a lotus flower. Mm-hmm. But I really like I really want like a heart tattoo on my finger. I know, shout out to all the family members who are listening.
Oh yeah, sorry. No, don't worry. I won't badly influence her. I know it's bad to have visual tattoos on your hands and your wrists and all that. It's
yours are cute.
Thank you.
And yours aren't.
Because they're hideable. Like, I can hide them.
Yeah. Jazz, yeah, you have cute little tattoos. I want the one on my finger though. But does your finger hurt? Like, have you hurt? I heard your foot hurts.
Oh gosh, my ankles hurt so bad.
Ow.
They hurt really bad, especially on the bone. Oh.
Ow. Yeah. Oh gosh. It I just gotta bad.
Oh no,
but oh, okay. So I got a text from my aunt, and my aunt also went to the same hairstylist as me. And she said it was her pointer finger. And now that she's saying that, it's coming back to me. I think it was
that's cute.
Yeah. It was on one of her fingers. I'm like holding up my hand. I'm like, yeah. But yeah, it was super cute. I always really liked it. And she was just like, no, I don't like it anymore. I like regret getting it. But I don't think she never mentioned having it removed. She was just like, you know, I don't really just, I just don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
But I thought it was super cute. I don't know. I like the little outline of the heart.
Yeah, I like little simple, you know, dumb tattoos.
They're not dumb.
Well,
I think they're cute.
Yeah, they're cute, I guess. You know, the meaningless ones. Like, well, actually, the crown has meaning.
I was going to say, you told me the crown had meaning.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, all of a sudden. Okay, yeah, that's true.
No, yeah, the crown means J. Biebs.
I'm dying right now.
Shout out to all of you judging me out there. I don't care what you say.
I don't care.
I am me.
I just believe.
Love me or hate me. Say what you want about me.
Yeah, what song is that? Oh my gosh, is that Pussycat Dolls?
If You Seek Amy.
Yes! I was like, Pussycat Dolls?
I swear I speak in lyrics.
No, you really do.
I literally
speak in lyrics. And then I start to speak in lyrics, and then we somehow like comprehend what we're trying to say, and we're like, oh, guess who you're singing? You're like, guess who I'm singing? Okay, so we're going to head to our second break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and my now new DJ, DJ Fleek.
Oh, yeah.
Fleek, not Fleeky, right?
Nope, just DJ Fleek.
DJ Fleek. I totally love that name. Honestly, I'm going to now start calling you that around school.
You know, I'm just going to take a radio class.
No, please do.
Just be named DJ Fleek.
No, I love that.
Stu, if you're listening out there,
DJ Fleek.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
DJ Fleek.
I love that name. Okay. We're going to a break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Everything you do shows me you know it. Behind it all, you are the motive. Don't tell you enough, but baby, I'll show it, show it. He said the king where he come from. Take a young queen to no one. So baby, I'ma drive it like stolen. I'ma fix it like it's broken. We can catch a flight to London. Go to the Mars and dump some. They could try to catch up us. They're too busy making assumptions. Boy, you know all I do is stay up all night, losing sleep over you. All I do is drive myself crazy. Think about my it's the way you are, the way you talk, babe. Yeah. It's the way you love, the way you wait. It's the way you are, you're a star, babe. It's the way you, it's the way you are.
She said, I ain't even make my bed up. Watch your step, you gon' wake my mama in there up.
Girl, didn't I tell you at the club? We gon' wake your neighbors, turn your block club to my fan club. And it happened so fast, but I'm glad I strapped up. Ask her when she, if she, she said I lapped her twice. Running back for the door, rematch. Flip the crib when we rematch. It get hot than no more, glass cup. You can ask if I'm, she get up. I gotta keep it a secret, I keep a key in my lower pocket. Inside a register below the lower octave. Dirty laundry in my closet, they be strung out on the street. Left to dry with draw sheets and no deposit. But don't gotta worry, put my hand on your mouth. Put my hands in your mouth, girl. We got friends in my house, you know the way.
It's the way you are, way you talk, babe. It's the way you love, the way you wait. It's the way you are, you're a star, babe. It's the way you, it's the way you are. This thing we got is crazy. Only thing I know is you're my baby. Whatever town I am, you lady. Always for sure, never a maybe. Hey, yeah. Never met someone who spoke my language. Never met a new one with playing. You the type of new make me lane switch. Hand me the brush and say paint it. Give me a heart and I hold it. Show me a soul and I'll mold it. Baby boy, you gotta be the dopest. Gotta be the f*** with the coldest. Boy, I know all I do. Stay up all night, losing sleep over you. Oh, I drive myself crazy.
way you love, the way you way. Yeah, yeah. Use the way you are, you're a star, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Use the way you, it's the way you
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and DJ Fleek on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Oh my gosh, that break was funny. Oh, well, man. We found out some new things school-wise, so that's why the one reason I'm laughing. Jasmine's over here raising her eyes. You guys, obviously, I'm not going to state it on air, like air, but oh my gosh. And then we're laughing about flipping Debbie Ryan.
Like, really, Debbie?
Debbie. No, that name, too. It's like, I can't do the name.
You really want to start a rap sheet when no one even knows who you are?
I know. Oh, my gosh. And then what were we laughing about? We were laughing about,
what was it?
Not,
I forgot.
Not was the it? One you eyed me on, and not Debbie. It was something else. We were laughing about something else. That break, though, was, oh, my God, that was oh so funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jesus.
My cheeks hurt.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Cheese and rice. Did you ever hear anyone say
cheese
that?
Cheese and rice?
Oh, God. I just made myself look stupid now.
Wait, okay. Is that a thing? Do people eat cheese
no.
and rice?
Yeah. Well, okay. Actually, no. I don't know. But when I was in eighth grade, my eighth grade band teacher would say cheese and rice instead of Jesus. I don't know if you can say that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not like a, it's not a bad word.
I know. Right? I'm always scared, though, because, like, you guys.
You're looking up like there's.
No, I know. Okay, so, guys, in the corner of the radio station, we have a board. And it says, you know, record your show, blah, blah, blah. When on the air, avoid, like, in all caps, like, cursing, a.k.a. F word. Like, you can, with radio, Stu told us, like, you can really push boundaries. But the one word he does not, like, you cannot say is the F word.
Man, that's my favorite word, too.
No, same. The amount of times I drop it. This is, like, the cleanest I've ever talked.
Oh, yeah. This is the cleanest I've ever talked within an hour.
Like, you guys meet me, you guys see me in real life, and I'm like, blah, blah, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, beep, 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 beep.
Literally.
And everyone, yeah. And then everyone, like, I'm not kidding. So if I, like, were to see someone who I've never met before and they're like, yeah, I listen to your radio show, I'm like, oh, that's beeping awesome. And they'd be like, wait, what? Like, you're so different in real life.
The fact that you say the bleep, that's bleep.
Like, what if you walked around with a bleep button?
I'm like, bleep, 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 beep, 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 bleep, beep. Bleep.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Like, the one thing in, like, all caps, like, avoid cursing.
Sorry, Stu.
I know. Sorry, Stu. I'm not kidding. Stu has come up in the past, like, three of my episodes. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, Stu's become, like, a topic.
I talk about Stu a lot. Hey, Stu, you don't know me, but you will.
DJ Fleek.
DJ Fleek.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Why do you have mustard all over
you? Okay, guys. Oh, my gosh. Before I get into my lap. No, we are, like, having so much fun on breaks. Okay, so before I came here, I was, you know, eating, like, the one thing, my muffin. I was stuffing the muffin back, you know, in my face before I got here. But I also ate, like, a little sandwich. And I love mustard. Like, I love it. Like, Jasmine at one point during dinner was like, do you want some sandwich with your mustard? Because I was, like, pounding the mustard so on. I was, like, drowning my sandwich in mustard. And I just looked down at my arm as I was laughing. And there's mustard all over my jacket. It looks so, like, I am so what's ratchet.
New? What's new?
God, I just like mustard.
You should just be DJ Mustard.
No, like, wait,
is that a real?
Yeah, that's a real guy, DJ Mustard.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look it up. Hold on, guys. Jazz, hold on.
I got you.
DJ Mustard.
Is okay. So he's a DJ, obviously. I was going to say, he's
okay. He has a Wikipedia.
Whoa, he's legit. Too legit to quit. You guys know about that? Too legit to quit.
DJ Mustard is an American record producer. I can't have that name anymore. You know what? I'll just stick with DJ. Oh, DJ man. Mustard Diamond.
DJ DM.
Dijon. DJ
Why?
Dijon.
Why did you even go there? Dijon Mustard is gross.
No. That is not okay.
I have to start crying. I'm not kidding.
DJ Dijon. Time,
the amount of times I've literally told, like, on air, I'm like, guys, I can't do my real laugh or else I will literally break your speakers because I laugh so
DJ
loud.
DJ Dijon.
And so I'm trying to laugh, but not really laugh because I'll break the speakers and probably all the equipment in here. Jasmine?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I get too excited. So, you want to do this one?
Are we talking about Blake and Ryan?
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, today's the 14th, right?
No. Today's the 15th.
So, yesterday. It was news yesterday. No one's probably heard it because I'm not even kidding. I hadn't even heard anything on social media.
Me either.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised. Blake Lively is pregnant and expecting her second child with husband Ryan Reynolds.
Oh my gosh.
Blake Lively is so pretty. Like, they are so cute. Jasmine is like about to like fall out of her chair. No, she's so excited.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I love Blake. I love Gossip Girl. I love Ryan. I love all of his movies. I love them together. I just want to babysit their kids and just, God.
Oh my gosh.
I really just want to be a part of their lives some way, somehow. Maybe I could be their accountant. No, that's boring.
Dude, you're
a makeup artist.
I'm the first client, okay? She comes second.
But it's Blake.
Please.
You know how much I love Blake.
You get one try with Blake being first. That's it.
Okay.
I already hired you.
Okay. Gosh, you see how aggressive she is, guys?
I'm like,
oh, gosh.
That was like some Ouija, like, demon shit. Almost said demon stuff. I told you guys, like, you're going to, like, I'm not kidding. For those of you, hope there's listeners that, like, I don't know, and they come up to me and they're like, hey, and I'm like, bleep, 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 bleep. I just start going off.
I'm sorry. I keep laughing into the microphone. I'm so sorry.
No, me too. I'm probably going to break the speakers.
Probs.
That's going to be like another problem that I'm going to have to deal with later and, you know, be 20 minutes late for my own show.
Oh, man.
So baby number two is on the way for Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
What's the first baby's name? I forgot. It was something really cute, right? It's one of those like, oh, James.
Oh, first child, James.
Yeah.
Wow, what a normal name for a celebrity child.
No, but
you know?
it's a girl.
Oh my gosh, it's a girl named James. Right. Okay, yeah. Never mind, not normal. That's
so
a boy.
Cute.
I feel like that's a boy name.
I love boy names for girls, or like the what are they? Like
the
universal names.
Yeah. Like Riley.
I mean, it's not really universal, but, or I love Ryan or Logan. For a girl.
Ooh, I like Logan.
God, they're just so cute.
They are cute.
James that's so cute.
So yeah, she gave birth to her first child, James, who
I hope they name their second girl. One like Dylan or something, like a girl.
Like if it's a girl, name it like kind of like one of those universal names.
Yeah.
That'd be cute. I like Logan. Oh my gosh.
Me too.
Back in December of 2014, the actress and Deadpool actor 39 kept mum about their baby girl, only revealing her birthday a year later on her first birthday.
What?
No, they were very secretive about their first child.
Wait, they, so like, we didn't know when she even had it?
No. She, like, we, it was, set, you know, I think what happened was it somehow got out, because I don't think Blake Lively has... Does she have an Insta? I feel like she has an Insta.
I don't know.
But she doesn't use it a lot.
Well, you know, that's probably why their marriage has lasted... their relationship has lasted is because they don't put their stuff all out on social media.
Oh yeah.
You know?
So, I think what just happened is it kind of got out that she had given birth to her child, but no one knew the exact date. So
wow.
That's crazy.
Aw.
This is funny. I'm reading this article kind of right now. She was quoted. So Ryan Reynolds posted on Twitter at the time saying happy birthday to my baby girl. Reynolds tweeted on at the time jokingly adding, sad I lost my virginity but thankful I have a daughter. That's so him.
Okay, Ryan,
that's so funny. That's okay. So him, like, that to say him. Something like that. Everything is different, Lively previously said of becoming a mom on Live with Kelly and Michael in April 2015. You see a balcony and you're like, oh my God, the hotel needs to demolish this balcony because my child can't go anywhere near it. So everything is just like so much more heightened, or crying all the time for no reason. Honestly, that's me.
Aww.
Like,
that's
I'm
without a child.
I'm crying all the time for no reason. So I can relate. The pair have been vocal about learning to be good parents as they go. Reynolds got flack from some after he shared a photo holding James improperly in a character.
In a character.
It's that time of the week, guys. In a carrier. I'm a first-time dad, and that is not the first mistake I've made, and I can guarantee it won't be the last. And he just, you know, who cares? I mean, I'm sure he's a first-time parent. Cut him some slack,
yeah,
people.
But, you know,
not everyone's perfect.
With this job, it comes with the territory, you know, being criticized for everything and every little mistake you make, no matter if it's normal or whatever, you're still going to get criticized for it.
You yeah.
know? Just simply because you're famous. So sorry, Ryan, but sucks to suck. You're famous, making millions of dollars, and you're getting criticized for parenting your kid. And for some reason you care when you shouldn't. It's your life. It's your kid. Do what you want. Don't care what other people say.
Basically, that's just how everyone should pretty much go about life. Like, don't.
Honestly, I think they should. Like, don't let other people tell you how to. Or, I don't know. I just don't like when people give in to the negative.
Like, energy.
Feedback. Yeah. Just ignore it. If you know you're doing, like, you're doing the best you can, just brush it off.
I agree. I think that's great advice. And I think that's great advice to end my show on. Because. Wow. It's that time.
Oh, man.
Dun, 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 dun.
I didn't know what song you were.
I didn't know actually what. I was looking at you to try to like maybe like chime in with some cool more like new. I'm like, no.
Oh, man. I thought you were to start rapping.
I'm like,
it was DJ Diamond and DJ Fleek. We about to end the show so we could
finish the week.
Oh, so good.
Okay, now with that, we have to end. That was a good ending.
That was great.
Okay, guys, so as you know, it is that time. My show has come to an end. My last show is going to be next week, Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. I do not know who my guests will be. I'm looking at someone next to me, thinking, trying to tell a... I literally have so much fun with Jasmine on my show. I cannot like do this show without laughing. But yeah, so I do not know my guest or my guests, several, who will be on next week, because I definitely want to end with some, you know, people on the show, because it's going to be my last show.
Yeah.
Thinking about it kind of makes me sad, because I've actually grown to really like radio. And for those of you who don't know, I've actually been doing the softball games here, and for those of you, if you listen, I don't usually say a lot because I'm a newbie, don't want to step on anyone's toes. I really want to learn and watch how, you know, Jeff and Lizette do it, but they've been giving me great pointers. But I've been, you know, asked to kind of do softball because I played all the way up till my high school years. So I've been doing that. My aunt just texted me saying, "You broke the microphone." LOL. I'm not surprised. We like screamed when we got that. We're like, "Oh!" But she said that was so good. Thanks. But yeah, I've been asked to do softball, so I've been kind of doing that. But I've really grown to like radio, and I am so sad that my last show is next week. So, but I'm taking radio again next semester, so I hope to, you know, have my show and you guys to come back and listen.
I hope to guest star again.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, yeah. So, I don't know who's going to be on next week, but I'm definitely going to have guests for sure.
Hopefully me.
Oh my god. No, I was looking at you because I'm like, you know, because you're a busy girl.
Yeah.
She's like pursing her lips. I'm like, oh my god, give me a break. I like flip my hair. I'm like, give me a break.
Yeah, I'm busy. Sorry.
But yeah, so my next last and final show is going to be next week, show 8 of the Hollywood Glitz with me, DJ Diamond. But that wraps it up for this show, show 7, with me, DJ Diamond, and my friend, DJ Fleek. Yeah, dude, I love that name.
Me too.
I love it.
Gonna get it tatted.
Get it yatted.
Oh, God, no.
Get it yatted.
JK.
But I'm going to wrap it up here. Now that I'm just kind of blabbering because I don't want to leave because I love talking. I know we Jazz and I are both going home. So thank you so much for listening. I will be on again next week. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You see me happy, work. You see me do me there. And some me better work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my dad. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking.
the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the real shit. You told